Let's pick up on that airport story now. The Nolan Show is getting many, many calls from people who have been caught up in the chaos at Belfast International Airport. Of course, this is one of our major airports in Northern Ireland. This is an airport where tourists from around the world may indeed be experiencing Northern Ireland for the first time. And there have been numerous complaints as to the quality of service within that airport. It's happening today again, where there are queues right out the door just to get through security. Can you think of any other airport in the world where this happens? I travel through Manchester Airport on a regular basis. They're always doing the airport up. They're always working in the airport. And yet there are no queues. It's a much busier airport. There are no queues outside the door of Manchester International Airport. So why here? Why in Northern Ireland? Why are so many customers being treated like this? Have a listen to the story of Paul Fitzpatrick, who contacted this morning, the Nolan Show. Paul missed his flight and he spoke to me earlier.
Chaos. That's the best word for it. Chaos. I've never seen anything like it. It's a complete shambles. Even though they warn people that there's going to be delays, there's no communication, no one knows what they're doing, and the security staff are just being rude and ignorant to the passengers. And passengers who have booked flights, people going on holiday, on business, and this is no fault of their own, and they're being treated like animals. It's disgusting.
Can you describe what you saw there? Like, how many people were waiting, and how long did you have to wait?
I waited over an hour and 10 minutes to get through security. But it's not just getting through security. The queues are down the stairs, out the front door, onto the tarmac outside the airport. I honestly thought there was something else happening when I arrived. I thought, no, that can't be the queue. So it took over 50 minutes just to get into the security area. People are queuing 10 deep. It's not just a single file queue we're talking about here. So it's hundreds and hundreds of people queuing for well over an hour.
Where were you flying to?
I was just going to Edinburgh back to work. I was meant to be at work this morning. I was working in Belfast this weekend, and it was the ideal flight to get me back to work on time. However, I will never fly through Belfast International Airport again.
And the airport, of course, released an announcement recently to say that they're having to improve things up there. They're actually expanding the number of security lanes. And while they're doing that work, they've got to reduce them, they say. Now, there was still chaos. There was still bedlam with the usual number of lanes they had. Like, we've been doing this story for months now.
Well, and this is the other thing about what I say about communication. They know I was flying today. The airline knew I was flying today. However, I don't live in Belfast, so I'm not aware of the current news, what's happening at this airport. I had no idea I needed to be here in a ridiculous amount of time. I think arriving for a domestic flight to Edinburgh from Belfast, an hour and 10, is still being a little bit generous. So I had no idea. So where's the communication with the customers? And I have no idea whatsoever, because all those lanes seem to be open when I was up there today, and they still can get people through. The airport's a joke.
What would you say to them if they're hearing this morning?
I would say you absolutely need to sort out your communication internally and treat the passengers with respect that they deserve. They're not an incumbent. They are part of your business. They're essential to your business. So treat them with respect. Communicate and tell people what's happening. That's all you need
to know.
Was
there no communication? Is there nobody saying, are there no tannoy messages? Are there
nothing. Absolutely nothing.
There's nobody apologising? There's nobody telling you?
You get an apology if you go up and speak to one of the actual airport staff. They are very pleasant, very well trained. However, if you try to speak to security staff, you get short shrift and basically a metaphorical clip in the air and told to get back to your station.
Who gets told that?
The passengers. Yeah, they're like, if you speak to security, they are so rude to you. It's unbelievable.
Did you witness that?
Yes.
What did you witness?
Well, I was basically shouted at by one of the security team, telling me to get back in the queue. Everyone's in the same boat. And then a woman asked, was there any priority for people who, you know, when flights are coming up within the next half hour? And he goes, no, we're not doing that. Stay in the queue. And he's like, a little bit of decorum and a little bit of respect doesn't cost anyone anything.
So did you end up getting on your flight, or what have you done?
No. I got as far as the gate. Unfortunately, the flight was fully boarded, even though I spoke to the ground crew. I have to say, the ground crew were far from helpful, but I do know once the captain has closed those doors, they're not going to be reopened. So now I am sitting in the checkout area, booking a flight with Flybe via Belfast City.
Hold on a second. So they know that they can't process their passengers quickly enough, and
they
yet
do.
They've closed the door, they've gone off without you, and now you've missed your flight because of them.
Absolutely. And just to make it even better, of course, it's not EasyJet's fault. I'm flying with EasyJet, so I have to now buy a new flight with another airline and then apply to Belfast International Airport to have my case investigated, and then they'll decide if I get a refund.
And how long before your flight did you arrive at that airport?
I was here an hour and 10 minutes before my flight.
And they're telling people to get there 2 hours beforehand?
Yeah.
So they would say you weren't there quick enough?
Absolutely, that's what they'll say. However, they're telling people, but they're not telling people well enough. And I didn't know that until I arrived at the airport. Because as I say, they knew I was flying today. It wouldn't have been beyond the realms of technology to send me an email and say, listen, there are problems today. We recommend you get here even earlier. But as I said, any other airport in the world, you get on a domestic flight, an hour's plenty of time. And had they started prioritising people rather than, like, have flights ahead of me who are leaving in 2 hours and mine was leaving in 15 minutes, they could have managed it so much better. So much better.
Listen, I arrive at Belfast City Airport 40 minutes, 35 minutes before my flight when I'm flying over to do 5 Live, and I get on no problem.
Absolutely. And that's what it's like in the rest of the world. I fly a lot, so I'm not some naive traveller going, oh dear, I've made a mistake. I haven't made a mistake, and I'm looking forward to Belfast International Airport saying to me, I should have been here 2 hours earlier, because that is just not, even with problems and high levels of security, that is not happening anywhere else in the world. It makes Belfast look stupid.
And will you ever use that airport again?
No, absolutely not. I would definitely fly into City in future. I'd even consider taking the ferry. So I live in Scotland, before I get on a flight to Belfast International Airport again.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, sir. Well, obviously, we're taking your calls this morning, 030 30 80 55 55. John's in Derry. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I went through Belfast International about 4 weeks ago. I was flying to Glasgow, and my suitcase went through the scanner, like it normally does.
Yeah.
And the guy then lifted it out at the far side and says, we need to check this bag. So he just set it down in full view of everybody, opened it up and just emptied it out. All my personal stuff, all my private stuff, my underwear was on display for everybody just walking past, you see.
Emptied what out?
Disgusted. Absolutely disgusted.
Emptied it out where?
Just, but no way you get your bag. As you come through, you get your bag again and you put your belt on again and
yeah.
You put your shoes back on. Just there. Just there, right on the conveyor belt, as I would call it. Everybody's just walking past. No, it'd have been a lot of worse if it had been a lady. You know, there's smalls on display for everybody to look at.
I guess he would argue he has to search your bag if you bleep gone through.
I don't mind the bag being searched, but if he's going to empty the bag out, he should have taken me somewhere a wee bit more private. So my stuff wouldn't have been on public display. And I say, I've been through Manchester Airport, London, Glasgow, Edinburgh, no problem at all. Just straight through. Security is absolutely brilliant. But you go to Belfast, it's a nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
How would you sum up that airport?
I think whoever's in charge of the security, it's a private airport, so it's profit-driven. So they're more concerned with profits than people. So they are, and they need to sort out their security. Now, they've closed an R lane, as he says. They put an R lane on. Now, why do we have to close an R lane? No, what's so difficult about putting an R lane on? If you think of the security through the airport, you know, could they not do that work at night? Because you see the pits, a day where the people are queued out to the tarmac. You wouldn't get that in a third world country.
I do just, you know, the fact also that the airport are not putting people forward to speak to their customers, that they're interacting with you all through statements that saying, thank you for your continued patience.
Yeah.
And we understand that this may cause some delays. This is their their improvement works. But why aren't they putting people forward so we can ask them these type of basic questions?
Because they don't give a damn, Stephen, of hide behind. It's like sometimes in your show you get politicians, oh, they're nobody available, they're nobody available. No, they don't want to come on because there's questions that you would ask them that they couldn't answer. Or they've been very embarrassed answering them, or maybe they didn't have the answers.
So is there no one in the airport could have come up with contingency plans rather than delays now being 2 hours, their 2 hours before departure, rather than people being queued out the door? Are there no big, bright minds in Belfast International Airport who could have sorted this, who could have come up with contingency plans?
We're
hearing stories of people all over the place missing flights.
That's it. And see, when you're standing there too in the queue, you're under so much stress, but you're wondering, am I going to make my flight? Am I going to get through my flight? You know, and it's very, very stressful. And as for Belfast International Airport, they had, I believe they had 6 security gates, and they're putting one more on, so now they're going to close one. Now they know they have a problem with 6, so now they're reducing it to 5. What idiot came up with that? You know, what do you think is going to be the outcome of that? If you have a problem with 6 and you reduce it to 5, you're increasing the problem. There's nobody up there with a tether or what?
John, thank you. Morning to you. 03030 80 55 55. As I say, we are being contacted by people this morning again who have been right outside the door. The queue's right outside the door of Belfast International Airport. And I guess whether they're coming on or not, a very simple question to the management team of Belfast International Airport. Why should customers bother using your airport? Why would they bother? Why wouldn't they drive down to Dublin, or why wouldn't they go to Belfast City Airport? Why would they bother going to the international airport, given the disruption that there's been now over many, many months? Well, see, there's an amended statement in now from Belfast International Airport, so they're still not putting anybody up to speak to any of their passengers. You know, why not? Why would the huge team at the international airport, why would they not have a human voice on this morning when they're asking passengers from Northern Ireland and elsewhere to trust them? They say they're currently, so if they're not going to come on and answer questions, then we'll just ask the questions anyway, will we? So first of all, they say in their statement, we're currently expanding the size of our security search area to include 8 search lanes. However, to do this, we've had to reduce the security lanes from 6 to 5. So when you say you've had to reduce it, is it beyond any of you to have found a different way to actually put temporary extra lanes in there? Was there nowhere else in the building you could have done that? I've seen it happen in other airports. It's one of the questions I would have asked. They say this has also reduced the queuing space with the security search area. Could you not have set up a secondary space for the security search area? Why haven't you done that? Another question I would have asked. They say all security lanes are open and fully manned. Could you have brought in extra staff? Another question we might have asked the airport, but of course they're hiding behind a statement. Some people who are frustrated standing in those queues might think. The airport says we understand this has caused some delays. Well, how long have the delays been over recent months? And they say we continue to advise passengers to arrive 2 hours prior to departure. So if you're flying out of the city airport, you can probably get there 30 or 40 minutes before and you can get in. If you're down at Dublin, if you're flying internationally and you're flying from Dublin, you can probably arrive there about an hour beforehand. But if you're using Belfast International Airport, get there 2 hours before. And by the way, if you still miss your flight, tough. You'll not be getting your money back. And we'll hear from more people who have experienced Belfast International Airport in the course of the programme today. Let's swing back now to the story at Belfast International Airport, where passengers once again have faced hours and hours of delays. Sean, morning to you, Sean.
Morning, Stephen.
What did you experience today?
So I travel from that airport every week for work. Showed up this morning. So EasyJet have been sending out notifications to say show up about 2 hours before your flight. So I did that this morning. My flight was at 8 45, so I was there about 10 to 7 almost. Arrived, the airport didn't look too busy from the outside, but once I got in through, left my bags and stuff, realised there was a huge line, not only down the stairs, 4, 5, 6 people deep down the stairs, out through the foyer.
And those stairs are wide, right? For those of us who know the international airport, like, that's a lot of people you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So there's 2 lanes of stairs. The escalator was closed, obviously. 2 lanes of stairs, about 4 people abreast on each side. Down, queued out the front door, pretty much into the car park, which is where I joined the queue at about 5 to 7 this morning.
Into the car park?
Yeah, near enough. So the line kind of curved around the front door. But if it had gone any further back, I don't know. I got into the building after a little while, but it might have ended up in the car park.
Like when when the management team up there are walking into work this morning and they see people queuing out the door, are they not embarrassed?
Absolutely. I don't really know what's going on. I mean, like I said, I travel from there every week and this is the worst I've ever seen. It has been kind of bad a few times, but nothing to that extent. And I mean, I know that they're saying that the delay is due to their adding 2 new lanes or something, but 2 new lanes is not going to fix the problem that there was this morning. There's just too many people. I don't know what the solution is, to be honest.
So you were queuing for how long?
So I ended up queuing for about 30 minutes. I had EasyJet priority, so there was the priority queue, but the people on the ground were telling me that you can't use the lifts to get to that line. But then eventually I saw people going up, so I just followed. So once I got into that queue, I just about made my flight, but if I had been in the other queue, there wasn't a hope that I would have made it through.
And what was the mood among the passengers?
They knew they were going to miss their flights, pretty much. There were a few people that didn't have the priority security thing, and they had gone up to the gate. And obviously the guys, I feel sorry for those guys because they're having to field all those queries and people saying that, can I go through here? My flight's in 5 minutes. But they don't have the priority thing, so they couldn't go through. They were getting a bit angsty. I got through before anything kind of happened, but it's not good.
Sean, thank you. Jim and Bangor. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm listening with interest this morning because I'm due to fly tomorrow morning with my wife with Thomas Cook Airlines. Thought, right, we better get up there really early, maybe 3 hours in advance. And then I thought, well, when will I be able to check in? And so checking on Thomas Cook's website, it seems that their check-in desk doesn't open until 2 hours before departure. And so I can see a scenario where we'll be in a queue to check in before we can join the queue for security. Doesn't sound good.
So why use it?
Why use what?
Why use the airport? Why not go somewhere else?
Thomas Cook's only fly from Belfast International Airport.
I think there's also a job for journalists to do here, like myself, in contacting some of these airlines, like Thomas Cook, etc., and say, are they happy with this? Are they happy with the level of service?
Well, yes, I think you might do that, Stephen, yes. And you might ask them, can they open their check-in desks a little bit earlier in the circumstances? I don't know.
These problems aren't constant, and I think that's part of the... That's part of the roll of the dice, isn't it? That, I'm hearing from some people who say they went through the airport, no problem, but then you just don't know.
Well,
so you go up to Belfast International Airport and you don't know if you're going to be standing outside in a queue that goes out the door in the rain or whether you're going to sail through. And I'm thinking of some of the, Heathrow. Heathrow must be one of the busiest airports in the world. It's got to be. I go through Heathrow all the time. There's not this mess. It doesn't happen.
It's time somebody from Belfast International Airport came on the show and spoke to you about it. It certainly is.
I'm sure they won't do it.
Well, they should. Somebody earlier said work should be carried out during the night, and that would seem to be the answer, I would have thought. Get contractors in who are prepared to work at night time to make the changes. But I'll let you know tomorrow how we get on. Hopefully we'll get checked in. I'll check in online, but I still have to drop our baggage off. There'll be a queue to do that. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed.
I said again, Jim, look, obviously we're speaking today on behalf of those people from Northern Ireland. They're trying to go on a holiday, for goodness sake, or they're travelling for business. But what about also the impact? I saw Derek Henderson last night. Derek Henderson used to work for the Press Association. He was the senior press officer for the RHI inquiry. And I saw Derek Henderson on Twitter last night complaining, saying that he had been standing in a queue for over an hour coming back home. So we've got to think of the impact this has on the reputation of Northern Ireland. That's often, what do the tourist board, for example, think of this? That the first experience of any tourist that's coming into Northern Ireland through the international airport, for those of them who are lucky enough to get caught up in this mess, is standing in a shambles.
Yes, it doesn't paint a very pretty picture. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
Jim, thank you. Morning to you. As I say, the international airport say that they are expanding their security area to 8 search lanes. And in order to do that, they need to reduce the security lanes from 6 to 5 until mid-March.